Today is November 13th. Pastor is saying to us, always exercise your faith. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 3. God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Observe what our opening verse says. God has given to every man the measure of faith. He's already done it. Each one of us was given the same measure of faith when we received the gospel. According to the Lord Jesus, with the smallest ounce of faith, you can do the impossible. Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. But what is faith? How does the Bible define faith? The answer is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see. Amplified Classic. How does faith come? It's through the word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The Lord doesn't want you to remain at the level of small faith. He wants your faith to grow and be strong. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The emphasis is on hearing. That is, the continued bombardment of your spirit with the word of God. But the way to build your faith strong and make it effective is by exercising it. That is, acting on the word. Your faith will be weak if you don't exercise it. Weak faith causes people to stagger. And as a result, fear grips them and they are defeated by the crisis of life. However, the cure for weak faith is putting the word to work, acting on the word. The Bible says about Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. Build your faith strong by using it, even in the seemingly small or simple matters of life. Exercise your faith all the time. Act on the word and build your faith strong. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for your word that builds my faith and causes me to see the invisible and do the impossible. By faith in the word, I consciously take advantage of my inheritance in Christ, walking in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and Hebrews chapter 10, verses 38 to 39. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 16, and Ezekiel chapters 5 to 7. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read John chapter 11, verses 47 to 57, and 1 Chronicles chapter 13. Reality.